Construction crews still have lots of work to do before toll lanes can open on I-77 from Charlotte to Mooresville. And the question on commuters' minds is, will they be ready by the end of the year, as the state's private contractor has pledged? WFAE's David Borax toured the project to find out and also has an update on NCDOT's review of the $650 million contract.
One of the most complicated parts of the 26-mile project is the tangle of ramps and bridges right here, where I-277 meets I-77 near Uptown. David Hannon is the chief infrastructure officer for I-77 Mobility Partners, the company hired by NCDOT to build and operate the toll lanes.
We're currently standing on what will be the future 277 west to 77 southbound ramp. So the contractor is working on building the new bridge that will be the majority of that ramp. And once that bridge is complete, the old ramp will be demolished.
The project is at peak employment right now, says Hannon. About 1,100 workers with 90 different contractors and subcontractors working to finish the toll lanes.
We are on track to open the project by the end of the year, so we'll have one opening is the current plan, to open all the way from the southern end of the project all the way to the northern end.
From end to end, but there's an asterisk. Direct connector ramps to and from the toll lanes won't be ready in several locations until months after the toll lanes open. One of those is here on that mountain of red dirt with a great view of Charlotte's skyline. Those ramps Hannon is talking about right now are mostly just two rows of concrete columns waiting to be connected by steel beams and roadway. They won't be ready by year's end, says Hannon.
There was a major redesign to the project and a change order that happened probably about a year into the design process. And so we were a little late in getting started on those. And so those won't be quite ready when we're ready to open the rest of the project. So they'll open probably in the early part of 2019.
Another late change was the addition of two ramps connecting the toll lanes directly to overpasses in North Mecklenburg. Those aren't scheduled to open until July 2019, about 6 months after the toll lanes open. Until then, commuters will have to use regular on and off ramps and toll lane transfer zones. Those are the areas where cars enter and exit the express lanes. Seven transfer zones are planned in both directions. Some drivers have expressed concern about getting in and out of those lanes when the regular free lanes are clogged. Hannon says they're spaced out to give drivers the maximum distance to get to their exits.
And we've tried to exceed the minimums that are out there. So the minimum guidance says you need at least 500 feet per lane change. And then desirable is like 800 to 1,000 feet. We've tried to be 1,000 feet to 1,200 feet per lane change that you need to make.
Construction began 3 years ago on the project, which widens one of the Charlotte area's most congested stretches of interstate. There are four new bridges and three others are being widened, and two tunnels. One carries northbound toll lanes under a crossover section of the highway at I-85. The other has been dug under I-77 in Huntersville for a future greenway. And noise walls are going up all along the road. This is the first time NCDOT has hired a private company to finance, build, and manage a toll lane project. Even as construction continues, opponents in the Lake Norman area north of Charlotte are still trying to stop or change the project. In May, most members of a local advisory group of business and civic leaders urged NCDOT to complete construction, buy out the contract, and convert one planned toll lane to a free lane. But a buyout could cost hundreds of millions of dollars, and it's not clear how the state might pay for it. In June, bills to fund a buyout failed at the General Assembly. Cornelius business owner John Hetwer, who was on the local advisory committee, says the DOT has options.
They've been accelerating projects, and perhaps you stop accelerating projects to handle this, right? And so there's different avenues. There's looking at doing some bonds. Maybe you bond it, and then the toll road pays for the bond.
Transportation Secretary Jim Trogdon will meet with the advisory group one more time on August 15th at the Lake Norman Chamber in Cornelius. There's no agenda yet, but a spokeswoman says he'll share his thoughts on, quote, realistic, viable next steps. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.